Since then, you've been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in the word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. Amen.
Thank you, Brian.
Good morning. Like, my name has been mentioned a lot this morning, so maybe I don't have to say that again, but for the sake of what I wrote here, my name is Rosemary. So you have been greeted by me at the door with the love of God, of course, just showing that on you whenever you come through. You've heard me speak here as one of the hosts, but today I'm privileged to speak to you about the message from our Lord. So that is quite a different role. I want to acknowledge our pastor, Katie, and all those that have spoken on this stage before me, giving me this stage and opportunity to have the word of God with you. I'm supposed to speak for a certain set of time. I could maybe measure the time. I'm supposed to speak for about 25 to 27 minutes. If you want to set up your timer, that is fine. But this is it. If I'm speaking more or beyond that, and you just feel like you're tired of hearing me, you just don't want this. At least we don't have stones here, so at least each one of you have phones. Throw your phones out at me. Yell at me. If you can, come carry me out. Say, we are done. We don't want to hear this. So what does that sound like? Chaos, right? So, like we've heard this morning, we've read from the book of Colossians, and I really once again thank Brian for speaking or for reading that. So we're going to be speaking about peace, peace in the midst of chaos. Remember how I said, if you were to start all this, you know, that is chaotic. So what is it that you're thinking about right now? What is on your mind? Have you ever been in the midst of chaos? How long ago was this? Was it recently? Have you seen chaos? Even was it yesterday? Well, I don't know about you. If you don't know of any chaotic situations, just turn on your television. Or maybe you just run your own business and you want to make a phone call, and there it will be on your news feed. Chaos. So let's dive into the definition of chaos a little bit. A state of utter confusion. A state of utter confusion. And that can happen in family fights, arguments, sicknesses. When you're sick, brings confusion. You're working and someone quits on you right in the middle of that job. Disappointments. Distrust, economic crisis, weather conditions. Yes, these days you can look in your phone and it's looking all good and sunny. And what happens in the middle of the day? Downpours. That is chaos. The list goes on, and I'm sure you can attest to even one of these. The chaotic situation I faced recently was with the weather. I was in an event with the this was like 2 weeks ago, and that was for the Juneteenth event. I had a booth set for food, and we had only 15 or I was just set up maybe 1 hour into this event when we got a message, we have to pack up because there was going to be a downpour. That was chaotic. I didn't even have enough time in the middle of trying to put all the food and clear up the tables and do what we have to do, the rain came down. And that was really a heavy downpour. I just smuggled everything the way we could. So with all that, how do we find peace in midst of chaos? I will tell you that peace in the Holy Book reminds us of the deep sense of harmony and well-being. Remember that peace, when you have peace, is the absence of chaos. It's totally different. Peace is quiet, accepting what's happened. Peace is freedom from division. And peace is everything, just totally opposite from chaos. Let's look at peace. A state of tranquility or quiet. Remember when I talked about selling food and then there was so much going on that day? How did I find peace that day about all that food that I have? I took the food later that evening to the homeless shelter. That was peaceful. It's like, okay, I did something for the Lord. We can only find peace and a perfect peace in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. I believe the book of Colossians today, like we've heard, tells us that being in Christ and Christ in us, that gives us the guidance and encouragement on how to live a peaceful life. As believers, we are set apart. And like in today's reading, just like the Apostle Paul instructs us, to let that peace dwell among us. There are different ways we can meet in peace. True gratitude, in worship, thankfulness, and develop a grateful heart. I know that praising God and thanksgiving always shifts focuses from circumstances of, you know, chaos. And that's where we know the goodness and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. Peace in the midst of challenging relationships and situations is glorifying God. Not those that are at war with you. But how? How do we do that? We have to seek peace in every situation and pursue it. Living as people of peace involves actively working through reconciliation, forgiveness, and love as we allow the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts. It compels us to extend that peace to others. That means we are seeking for forgiveness when we are wrong, or even those that we're asking, even forgiving those that hurt us intentionally, or they just maybe they don't know what they're doing. But when we give peace in midst of all this, is by giving love. Remember, it can be really difficult to forgive. But when you think of love and doing that for the sake, because love conquers it all. Love. In the book of Psalm 34, verse 14, we are reminded, because that's the mission today, how do we seek peace? We are reminded to seek peace, and not just to seek it, you pursue it. And let that be our mission. It means you're actively pursuing peace by reconciliation, forgiveness, and again, I said, love. Last week, we heard Cricket. She preached about waiting on the Lord. And while we wait, we should pray. Just don't wait idly. Pray. Same thing applies to peace. I'm waiting on the Lord. We keep busy the same way it is today. While we are walking towards peace, why are we walking towards peace? We do our best to get peace, but whatever it is, I tell you, it's not easy. What if you're struggling with finding peace and the situations, and there are other wonderful things that you want to do? What if you're struggling with finding that peace? Just like we heard, is by praying. Praying is the key to finding peace. And when we pray, I'll give you a story about reconciliation to really give you peace. I've shared with my family here, Harbor of Hope, years ago, when a brother of mine, same blood, I raised them from when we were young because we lost our parents very young. I did everything I could do to bring, you know, provide for my siblings. But years later, as recent as 3 years ago, my own blood brother scammed me lots and lots of money. I was broken. I was sad. How dare my own brother could do this to me? At our journey group, I shared with members. We prayed over this. And as years went by, I wasn't speaking to him, right? I stayed away from speaking to him. But what would Jesus do? When recently, that same brother got sick. He had stroke since October. And in Nigeria, where I'm from originally, we don't have healthcare. So when you get sick, you're on your own or family members helping you out. Today, I'm taking care of my brother. That is reconciliation. That is forgiveness. That took away all the hurt that he has done to me. What would Jesus have done? And I'm a follower of Christ. So I did exactly what Jesus would do. I'm helping my brother to get better. And that same thing we do. And when I was doing that, I kept praying for that inner peace. So when we pray, our concerns are brought before God. And he always invites us, let our hearts be connected to God. We should wholeheartedly really depend on God. Seek wisdom and guidance in everything that we do. Our worries, our anxieties, we just have to trust it all to him as we cultivate the habit of inviting God to our heart for full transformation so that he will help us to navigate life's challenges with calm and peaceful spirit. As you know, you are at peace when you completely leave it all to God. Because we cannot understand certain things most of the times, and we cannot lean on that our own understanding. It's also said in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, lean not on your own understanding, but just let God direct you. If today you decide of something that you should buy, or something you want to get, or some decision you want to do, and you're so sure about that, and later you didn't get through with it, and later you could find out, oh well, that was God. That was God's will that didn't go through, and you'll be happy, and that is peace. But on the flip side, there could be something that you really, really wanted, and you were so sure about that, and it didn't go through. This is a story. This week, before preparing for this message, I actually was meeting a pastor, Katie. I'm like, I found this property. I really, really want this property for my salon. I've been renting. I've been in business for 27 years. I'm like, I really want this building. It looks so good. $450,000. That's not $450,000. $450,000. I was so sure. I went with the realtor. I watched around. I looked at, I'm like, please. I really want this. I really, really want this. You will say, wow, like my son became a counselor that week. It's like, mommy, wouldn't that be just something you just want? That is not money. That is not something small and you really want. So you would have purchased this without letting us know. I say, yeah. If I had the money, yes, and I would let you guys know later. And what happened? The agent gave me the number to call someone to help me out. And this guy said, his name is Steve. He said, you know, this is a kind of building. It's really a good price. It was listed only 3 days before. Why didn't I know about this? Okay, what do we do, Steve? He said the best way right now, there are three other offers. The best way would be cash. Cash. Can I draw up like GoFundMe? What can I do? Now my children are not interested because I'm trying. I wish I could just tag few people and friends. I want 10,000 from you, 50,000. I mean, we can raise that money, but I didn't have enough time. And then now I got a call. I know exactly the time that call came because I did try my best. The agent sent me the email because they have to do that. Looked at the property and everything. And I shared with Roy and he said, that doesn't come around like easily like that, like that kind of property. And for the cost, $450,000. But I don't have that money. I send them my bank account. They say, what you have there is not enough. I said, but give me some days. I'll make it up. That wasn't working. I was sad. I really wanted that property. But what does God want for me? How do I find peace that day? It was 8:06 p.m. when I got the call. On 8:06 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, mind you, I'm looking at this Monday and it's like, we're sorry. Someone beat you to it. Say, wow, that was really sad. That was another chaotic thing with me. Messed up my mind for that day. It was troubling. I woke up in the morning. I was still thinking about it. And I said, oh my God, what then? How do I get through this? See, that was an impulsive purchase that anyone could have said, would you have regretted this? But my own impulsive purchase, if that had gone through, I don't think I would have regretted it. I could envision everything I want to do with that building. It's right off Low Connector, lots of parking space for my clients. That was going to work. So my clients would not be paying parking. That day I was paying 40 parking tickets, actually. So I said, you know what? This, no more tickets. I'm getting a building with parking space. But you know, it didn't happen. It was in God's will. But how do I know it was in God's will? I went back to his tools that he has set up for us, the prayer tools. And I went into Psalm 24. That was what I found. And that was where I found my peace. It says, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and those that dwell in it. The earth, that location is the Lord's. Everything we own is the Lord's. I am a dweller of this world that God has created. I wanted one of his properties. I wanted one of his spaces and I didn't get it. But he's telling me that I am a dweller. And from that point, I realized, I said, okay, Lord, I know you're working behind the scene. You're going to get me something even better. You're going to be doing something. I cannot change that situation. So I have to accept that. And that is how I moved on. That's how I found peace, not getting that property. So when you are in Christ, my brothers and sisters, you are set apart. It's a way, it's one of the tools that we know that we can run to find out what do we do in certain situations. When we are set apart from the hostilities. Yes, division, even like politically. Look at what happened yesterday. This message was already written before you turn on the TV and that was going on. What is God calling us to do at this time? What kind of behavior should we display in all these situations that are clearly? What do we do? Is it just wait and watch? Not just to wait and watch. Again, like we heard last week, we have to pray. This is the time. Prayer. We have to keep busy. Don't just keep close. Cricket said last week, even if it's on a walk, she's talking, she's praying. It's not by going down, kneeling down. Just let your heart be known. The word of God has its, let that word of God has its home in our heart and our mind. The word of God gives us wisdom and intelligence. It helps us through everything and every situation. It helps us to deal with things that we do not understand. And that's why that book, the book of Proverbs, says we have to trust on the Lord with all our hearts, not our own understanding. So I was understanding this property. I was like, oh, but that was my own understanding. That was not God's. Remember, put your trust in Him. Trust in the Lord and let our focus be on God. Especially when things that we cannot change. There are so many situations that we cannot change, but we have to let God do that for us. And when you are struggling with so many things in life, yes, as believers, if you've been knowing Christ, you've been walking with God for a while, and yet we get all these issues and all this chaotic stuff happens to us. Yeah, it's not saying that we're not going to be faced with adversity. It's not saying that we don't have all this trouble or we're not going to be living in a troubled world. Yes, God is not telling us that. But how do we live through that? Because mind you, nothing that God is not aware of that is going on right now. How can we handle that? How do we stop for a moment and just be able to survive? Just like the word, like I share with you, my brother's story at their journey group, I cried. I let it out to my brothers in that group, some of which I know is here today and they know this story. I share that because what does that do? What did that do for me? To move to the next level and to help me through that situation. And as I wept. I was worried. My own brother, he did this to me. And then I remember in the book of Psalms, chapter 30, verse 5, he says, weeping may endure, but for a moment, joy comes in the morning. And the joy of that weeping of 3 years ago is that joy, that peace that I'm feeling of doing what Jesus would do. I'm able to help my sick brother. So the anger, the war, the chaotic situation will come. We live in it. We're sinning. But don't let that have a place to stay. Do not let it have a place to stay in your heart. Let us, each one of us, take up the task of living as people of peace. Let us pursue and extend forgiveness to those that hurt us. And just love, and be at peace. Maybe in our families, I gave that example, in our communities, in every aspect, at our workplaces, let our life be a reflection of the character of the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus. We are His followers. And He said that for us. To me, as we come in closing of this message today, I'm going to be drawing from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. And I tell you, folks, the Holy Spirit does work wonders. Invite Him. This message was prepared. Laura didn't know that I was going to be closing in the book of Philippians. When she read our responsory message today, same book, the book of Philippians 4 and 6 to 7. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank Him for all He has done. We are not perfect. You know, so then you will experience that God's peace, which extends anything we can, for things that we do not understand. His peace will guide your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. We are not perfect people. Even as believers, as followers, we're not perfect. The only one perfect person is our God Almighty. This book says us that we should be anxious for nothing. With everything going on right now, we have to take it all to prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving. Let our requests be made known to God, and that peace, which surpasses every understanding, your understanding, my understanding, that peace will guide our heart. So if you do not have peace about anything, you will be sorry if you go against the Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit. Take time to acknowledge God, and always, He surely will direct your path. We cannot enjoy peaceful life if we disobey His leading and follow our own will. If you let God guide you, you will be blessed. Yes, you will be blessed. And that is our heritage as God's own children. Let us be the agents of peace. And let us pray. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. You have spoken, and your people, they heard you. Do not let these words go down void, but rather be planted into the hearts of your children. We need you, Lord, more than ever before. Yes, we need you. Come, Lord, Prince of Peace, and come and dwell with us. Thank you. As you have spoken to us, we are humbled, Lord, and we thank you. Amen.